Okay, so I am Lauren Balog, and I am interviewing my mom.
Leslie Balog.
Oh my goodness. You sound like you know how like in a I don't care. In a grocery store, like they lean into the microphone and they're trying to make themselves very like clear. I don't know. Okay, hold on.
And it said 45 minutes left. Are you sure it doesn't have to be really long?
It doesn't have to be 45 minutes.
Okay.
It just, that's We're like still how much. Cake. Yeah, I don't care. I don't know how to stop it without like deleting the whole thing. Okay. So, this is so stupid. It is Saturday, November 25th, 2017, and we are in our kitchen. In Old Bridge, New Jersey. So, Mom. Where were our ancestors born? And if they moved to the United States, when did they arrive?
Well, on my side of the family, our ancestors are from Germany and Hungary. And they came this country.
What about, where do the Dutch people come from?
Netherlands?
And then, like, England, right?
Yes.
For on Grandma Betty's side.
Yes, yeah. I was getting to that.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
That's okay. Are you sure we can't start over?
I don't know how.
Can you do done and clear and start
but
over?
But then I have to fill out the thing again.
Okay. While we're entertaining your teacher.
Okay.
so we're English, Dutch, German, and Hungarian. And our families have been in this country for many generations, especially on the English and Dutch side. We have relatives that came over in the ship after...
The Mayflower,
thank you. And the German and Hungarian side have been here for several generations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can't take this seriously. What are some of the jobs/careers held by past generations in our family? If you don't know, just say I don't know.
Well, my dad was a graphic artist, and your grandmother... Betty worked in a chem lab, and I do know that we had a black sheep on a side of our family, and in the 1920s he was a rum runner during Prohibition and got shot at by the FBI.
Oh, what about that thing with the Abraham Lincoln security guard?
Yes, when our family's name was Chamberlain, not sure of the first name, was very good friends with Abraham Lincoln, and he was asked to be his bodyguard, but he declined. And soon after, Abraham Lincoln got assassinated in the theater, Ford's Theater, and there was a letter in the family stating this, but it's got lost.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Sorry, Abe.
Let's see. Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up in Homedale, New Jersey, and child memories were good. I think we were like a average normal family in suburbia.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you had a nickname. How did you get it, and does anybody still call you by it?
I have to think, which nickname is that? When
your,
I was a
knees.
Kid? Ah. Well, back in my day, we played outside instead of on computers, and we played...
And you were a tomboy.
And I was a tomboy, yes, and we played a lot of, like, sports and riding bikes, and we used to play bicycle kickball. And I remember always having bloody knees and elbows, and my nickname was the Bloody Beast. But it's true, I was covered in band-aids.
Yep. Did you like going to school? Why or why not?
Did I what?
Like going to school.
I like learning about science, but I did not like going to school.
Runs in the family. Anyway, so... why didn't you like going to school?
Are we talking about grade school or high school?
Both, even though they both probably sucked.
Yeah. Well, in high school, I went to Homedale High School and graduated in 83. And back then, there were, like, a lot of rich people and then a lot of average people. And there were a lot of drugs in the high school. And that made me not like going.
Mm. What jobs did you have when you were a teenager? And what did you do with the money you earned?
I cut people's grass. And I also worked on a historical farm. And
what was it called?
Long Street Farm.
Where is it?
In Homedale, New Jersey, in Homedale Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I saved my money to go to college and to buy a car.
What kind of car did you buy?
A Ford F-150 pickup, 1976. Green.
That's all I got for questions. I think we did the minimum for time. I'm not sure, so I'm just gonna hope so.
Those were all your questions?
Yeah. Well, all the ones I circled. I figured you wouldn't like the other ones.
Probably true.
So, that's it. Yeah, this has been an interview with my mom.
Bye, teacher.